back to the Supreme Court of Appeal matter last week and the concession by Jacob Zuma's advocate, Kemp J. Kemp, that, yes, indeed, the decision by the then acting Director of Public Prosecutions to withdraw the charges was irrational. And the strategy appears to be that they are hoping that the court will either be silent on this or direct that Jacob Zuma be allowed to make fresh representations. Now, the cynical amongst us, and that's most of the people listening now, I would suggest, believe that this is being done because the current NPA head, Sean Abrams, is captured, and therefore the representations will be of such a nature that they will convince Advocate Abrams that to continue with the prosecution would be just deeply problematic, and so drop them. And then I ask, let's assume that the head of the NPA was a professional person who was doing his job or her job according to the dictates of the law, not according to the dictates of a political inclination. Could any representations be made 15 years after the offences that form the bulk of the charge sheet and 9 years after the charges were dropped? Could representations be made which would convince an entirely straight director of the NPA that it would be wrong to continue with the prosecution? James Grant, an associate professor of law at WITS. Is that possible, James? Good afternoon.
It is possible, John. Good afternoon to your listeners. Good afternoon to you. A lot of people look at the Sheikh conviction and are of the opinion that necessarily because Sheikh was convicted that Zuma must also be guilty. It doesn't follow in logic, unfortunately. And it doesn't follow because of one of the outstanding requirements which was never proved against Zuma, which would have to be proved. And that is an essential ingredient of the crime of corruption, and that is his mental state. Now, I know one might say, well, it must be the case that he must have known that he wasn't entitled to all of these benefits, etc. But this was just never proved. And so this is the basis on which I expect that representations would or could be made. And I suspect that, well, it's his last hope. I suspect that he might well... well, all I can say is it's his last hope.
And you think there is a reasonable prospect of those representations being pertinent enough, legally soundly based enough, to convince an independent-minded NPA head that it would be the wrong decision to continue with charges? Because we still have a situation where it was said that there's a prima facie case against Jacob Zuma. And all right, we can't assume his guilt just because we don't like him politically, but can't we continue to assume that he has a case to answer?
I do think he has a case to answer, and I've always struggled to understand the Bulelani Nuka decision not to charge him. I do think it would be the right decision to take to charge him. And so I don't think that, that one could, that he could possibly be successful. These are just my opinions without seeing the actual representations that he did make. And without obviously seeing the representations that he might make going forward. Of course, he will now include the argument that these offences, these alleged offences, took place a long time ago, and therefore...
Why would that be an argument? Why would that be an argument to be taken seriously? I understand it coming from the NPA, saying we've had these representations, we've had a look at the documentation, we've reached out to some of the people who would be key witnesses, and documents have disappeared, and their memory of events is not as sharp as it once was, and it seems to us that it would be a waste of taxpayers' money under those circumstances to to proceed with the trial. But in Jacob Zuma's papers, why would it be a case to make that an offence committed a long time ago is an offence which does not need to be tried in the present?
Only for the reason that you've already alluded to, which is that it would be difficult for him to prove his innocence, given the passage of time and given the memory that might have faded in respect of the witnesses that he might want to call or the documents that he might want to present, which might have now disappeared. So in exactly the same way that you've referred to it, he might want to lay claim to that reason himself.
But we don't have an independent-minded head of the NPA. We have Shaun the Sheep Abrams. And if representations are made, and if general expectation amongst the cynical is that Advocate Abrams is persuaded by those representations, then we start the merry-go-round again, because there is no way that the DA and perhaps organizations like Save SA and so on, Corruption Watch, would not take that to the courts. So one way or another, it delays an appearance in court.
You see, I'm more troubled by a different prospect, which is the prospect that he does decide to prosecute, but he assigns a very junior team. Alternatively, he assigns a team which doesn't do a very good job. And so the shot that the NPA takes, which is on behalf of us all, is a poor shot. And once he's been tried, he can't be tried again.
Thank you very much to James Grant, Associate Professor of Law at Wits University.